It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. Tragedy. What will my life be like now? I do know that I can handle it if it's what you
sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, July the 27th, 2014. Now, sisters and brothers, I want to shift and move to the zodiac. After July the 23rd, we have shifted into the constellation, zodiac sign of Leo. The movement of the sun, the movement of Atum Ra, a dawn, Aton sun disk, crystals, the movement of that solar energy that is so crucial to our lives, that energy, power, source, force that has been given power by the Almighty Yahuwah. Amun, Amonet, all of those words describing that power scientifically that resides in that pitch blackness, pitch darkness that the sun orbits around and is the power representing dark matter, the melanin of the universe that gives the universe power and has authorized the sun and has given the sun its power to rule the universe on behalf of Yahuwah. We talked some time ago about Aquarius, the water sign, which is the latter portion of January to February. We talked about Pisces and the fish which also reside in water. Well, now, Aquarius is an airy sign, but the symbol for Aquarius is water. We're talking about the waters of noon. We're talking about birth. We're talking about earth, air, fire, and water. We're talking about the overshadowing. We're talking about the shadow. You and I are the shadow, the image of the Almighty Yahuwah. And when Miriam, the mother of Yahushua, Jesus, her womb was overshadowed by the Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit. That word overshadowed has to do with the Spirit energy, exerting energy on the womb, calling forth earth, air, fire, and water, and light, and cloud. Calling forth all of those forces that this new life, this neutron, this new life may come into the earth realm as the word of the Almighty taking on human nature, human flesh, the flesh of the universe. Aquarius, waters of noon. Pisces, the sun moving into Pisces. You're dealing with fish. You're dealing with propagation of the species. You're dealing with Yahushua as the son of noon. And the word noon in the African Hebrew is fish and propagate. The word fish and propagate, the word for propagating the species, spreading forth the species, spreading forth life. That's Pisces. Then you see the sun moving into Aries and coming to birth in the time of spring, late March, early April, spring and Easter. And we see the earth has now come out of the thaw, out of the winter, coming out of the waters of noon, spreading forth life and existing, born again, life again, the sun teaching us of the celestial cross and the Messiah born again, the Messiah resurrected again, teaching us of life resurrected again, teaching us that we must be born again, that we must be born again into the science of life and living, and we must study the solar energy, the solar atom, the solar crystals, and then we can leave off this system and live a life that is full of power and energy and respect for life and ecology. Then the sun moves into the time of late April, and the sign of Taurus, the bull. Then the sun moved into May. And all this time you see heat and summer coming on. Then the sun moved into Cancer, which is July, late July. And by that time, the sun is in full power. That is the crossing over in general of the sun crossing over the equator, coming back from the south, coming up to the north, crossing over the equator, coming closer to the earth. As the earth moves around the sun, and the sun does move around that pitch blackness, and the earth moves around the sun, they interplay with each other, and now the sun appears to cross over the equator and becomes hot, comes into the summer. This is the what do you call it? Atonement and the death angel crossing over the people who were with the Most High. If you had the blood on your doorposts, the blood of the lamb, that lamb is Aries. That lamb is the Aries sign. And the ram and the Aries, the lamb and the ram, all of this is zodiac science. If you have the sign of Aries in your heart, if you have the sign of Aries in your mind, then those energies that would destroy us, if we tune in with the solar energies, then those energies that would destroy us would cross over. So we give atonement and we apologize to the Almighty, apologize to the universe, apologize to the earth, apologize to each other. And those energies that would destroy us would cross over. And these energies of the universe would not be our enemy, because we would be aligned with the energies of the universe, the solar energy. So we come into May and April. And April is Taurus, and May is Gemini. And we come into July, and the sun is hot, hot, hot. And the day is longer than the night, teaching us that the new civilization will understand the proper usage of darkness and light. And darkness is not evil. Darkness is good. Darkness is neutral. It's what you do into the darkness and what you bring out of the darkness into the light. It's all about birthing. And so we're in the month of July, late July, after having come out of June and Cancer. May is Gemini and June is Cancer. We come into July and Leo. And this symbolic hieroglyphic type sign of Leo and July looks like a sperm. And is it the 14th letter? Let me see if I can find it right quick. It's so much to say, so much to remember, so much to learn. Let me go to my Hebrew alphabet. Let me try to find my, where's my Hebrew? There it is. My Hebrew alphabet. Let me go. Yes. When you go to the 14th letter of the African Hebrew alphabet, you see a sign that looks like sperm, which is the, how do they term it? The early rendition of that letter. It is named Nun. That same Nun that we have been talking about, the waters of Nun and the picture of Nun is the seed. The symbolic sign of Nun looks like a seed, looks like a sperm, and a sperm is the seed that goes into the womb to do the meaning of Nun, which is here rendered as to continue. Heir, as in heir to the throne. A son, as in a son, and we're going to say a daughter. A son is an heir to the throne. So, Nun, seed, sperm, continue, which is continuing life, so that we may have an heir, a son, to sit on the throne. This is the 14th letter of the African Hebrew alphabet. And Leo, the sign of the Leo, looks like a sperm. And Leo is a king, the sign of the king or president. So this is an heir, a son. And we say whether the heir or the ruler is a male or a female, this is in fulfillment of the zodiac sign Leo, that is the sign of the president and the sign of the king. This is a fiery sign. So we're looking at the sun and the power of the sun and the power of solar energy. And although the sun is seen in various stages of the history of the human family as masculine and feminine, here we're seeing the fiery sign, the fiery sun under the masculine sign of Leo, the lion. But we know that the lion has a lioness and that the king has a queen. So, fiery sign. Associated with Leo are these words that define the attributes and characteristics of Leo. Proud. Proud. To have pride in oneself. To be proud. To know that you are someone. To know that you are a king and a queen. To know that you are somebody. To know that you are not trash. To know that you are a child of Yahuwah, father and mother, Yahuwah existing and living for all. To know that you are the sister and brother of Yahushua, Christos. We are all sisters and brothers. We all have worth. We all have knowledge and wisdom. We all have attributes and characteristics. We all have talents. We all have the Almighty Yahuwah within ourselves. We all have the universe, the power of the universe within ourselves. We should be proud. Not just proud to be black, brown, red, yellow, white. Not just be proud to be African, European, so on and so forth. These tie us to the earth. But go into the word Africa metaphysically, symbolically, allegorically, metaphorically, and understand Afu, Ra, Ka. Afu is house. Ra is God. And we say Ra'it as goddess. Afu, Ra, Ra'it. Ka and Ka'it. Ka, spirit, energy, masculine. And Ka'it, spirit, energy, feminine. Afu Raka, house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. Each and every one of us are houses. The universe is the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. Look and see God and Goddess face to face, all the way down to every atom and molecule and cell of the universe. Be proud, generous. O kings and presidents and prime ministers, pastors of the earth, governors, mayors, heads of state, heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions, all of you, be generous. Be generous with your knowledge. Be generous with your wisdom. Be generous with your wealth. Be generous with all of your income, whatever income and produce, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and verbally. Defend the weak, defend the needy, defend the poor, and change the system to eliminate totally, once and for all impoverishment, all poverty, all ignorance, all warfare, bloodshed. Be generous. Be trusting. We are going to have to trust each other. We are going to have to trust someone. We are going to have to trust the universe. Trust the Almighty. Trust that the Almighty Father and Mother has provided for us in this universe being provided for us, that we may equally access this universe and have all that we need. Energetic. Use our energies. Become energetic. Get up and stand up and let's do something for one another. We can't do anything unless we exert energy. We're back to E equals MC squared. And may I say S equals MC squared, as energy E is spirit S. Energy spirit ES equals MC squared. M is material, mass, and matter. And C squared is light, traveling at the speed of light squared, the speed of light, 186,281 miles per second. Square that, that's every half a second, 186,281 miles per half a second. Nothing going on in the universe without the exertion of energy. This is ancient African zodiac teaching. Energy, the sun. We're dealing with Leo, the zodiac sign of Leo, as the sun travels through the zodiac sign of Leo. Energy, domineering, authoritative, domineering. See, we have to be domineering to the extent that we must exert power, energy, and authority within ourselves, that we may run our lives like our lives should be run. But we don't want to be domineering like America, Britain, and Israel, domineering over human beings. Let me see if I can research the definition of the word domineering and see exactly the definition of this word. Domineering, tending too often to tell people what to do. Often trying to control the behavior of others. In an evil way, this is domineering. But in a righteous way, domineering is we all have to tell each other what to do. Don't be offended when someone tells us to do something that is righteous and good. Don't be offended when someone who wants to see us do well and prosper attempts to give us advice that will control our behavior. We are going to have to take orders from someone along every day of the year. Someone is going to tell us to do something. If it's the police on the corner telling us to stay in the confines of our line as we drive or obey the speed limit. If it's our parents telling us not to touch the stove when we are a child. If it's our wife telling us something that is good so that our behavior as men and husbands may be controlled so that the family may prosper. If the husband tells the wife something that is good so that behavior may be controlled to prosper the family. If a neighbor tells the other neighbor something good so that the family, the neighborhood, community may prosper. We're all going to have to listen to the authority, advice of someone along the way. The ruler of Leo is the sun. The gems that are associated with Leo is the ruby and the diamond. These gems have spiritual meaning. And one of these days we're going to tap into spiritual meanings of resources in the earth. The color associated with Leo is orange. The metal associated with Leo is gold. Harmonious signs for business, marriage, or companionship are Sagittarius and Aries. So you may take this personal and find a Sagittarius, someone born under the sign Sagittarius or Aries, and marry them. do business with them, have companionship for them. But we're looking at the whole human family being married to each other on a spiritual, mental level, doing business with one another, and having companionship with each other, so that we as a human family may get along in a righteous manner. So we must look within each other for the attributes and characteristics and talents that are associated with the signs of Sagittarius and Aries, along with our signs, talents, attributes, characteristics associated with the sign of Leo within ourselves, as all of these characteristics and talents and attributes are within each and every one of us. So we study the science of the zodiac to understand the science of ourselves, that we may call up the divine characteristics and the divine talents and the divine attributes, so that we can bring those talents, attributes, characteristics together to liberate the human family. Now let's move to that which is associated with the sun, as the sun is the ruler of the sign of Leo. The sun is the male principle. Now the moon is the female principle, but this Leo is under the planetary rule of the sun and is the male principle. So we say, study the sacred and divine masculine. It was a time when I only said, study the sacred and divine feminine. But after having pressed my brain and fixed my brain into always thinking and uplifting, thinking about and uplifting the sacred and divine feminine, only then did I come to see that the masculine is equally sacred and equally divine, that the male is equally sacred and divine as the female and the feminine. So this is how we come to study masculine and feminine equally, by uplifting the feminine, because the feminine has been so destroyed. They don't want you to know that Holy Spirit is the mother goddess feminine. They always give you the masculine, but the masculine without the feminine is no good. It's like knowledge without the womb of wisdom is no good. So we say, study the sacred and divine masculine. This is also, the sun is also associated with honor. Let's see if we can find honor. We love to know the definitions of words. Honor is defined as respect that is given to someone who is admired, someone who has a good reputation, is of a good quality or character as judged by people, someone who has high moral standards of behavior, someone who is fair and has integrity in one's beliefs and actions. So we must go about engendering respect, engendering morals, engendering ethics, fairness, integrity. Integrity is also defined as truth. And the waters of noon, that plasma, that quartz type water, when you examine quartz, you're dealing with crystals and light, and you're dealing with light as representing truth, and truth, justice, and righteousness is ma'at, represented by the sacred, divine, feminine black woman with two wings, weighing the heart, to see if we have honor and are truthful. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.